So item three is an application for rezoning at 1770 King Edward Street in the St. James Brooklyn Ward under file DAZ 205 of 2009. In accordance with the City of Winnipeg Charter and the Development Procedures Bylaw, this is a combined hearing, and the following item will also be heard at the same time, namely, item four, which is an application for a conditional use for 1770 King Edward Street under file DCU 117208 of 2009D. And Mr. Chairperson, the applicant is present this evening.
Those in favor, please come forward. Could you state your names, please?
My name is Hijab.
Yes, my name is Amachada.
My name is Paul Clare.
Thank you. Please proceed.
Enough copies. It's just one full copy. Second copy.
Is this all one set?
Yeah, that was on
Wednesday. Okay, well, 17 got one set, none you
got. Feel free to explain the project.
Sure. Why don't I start? I'll give you guys a bit of a background. Hijab is the actual architect who's assisting us to show a bit more of the technical information. And also, Mr. Chada, who's our building chair, will be able to provide more of the technical information. Sort of an overview of background of the project itself. This is a project that has its genesis many years ago. Under our former mayor, Glenn Murray, during which point in time we had graciously received from the City of Winnipeg some property at Redwood and Fife, where we were originally planning to build this center. Through our sort of toils and tribulations and bringing the community together, we ultimately realized that that site wasn't going to be the preferred location for the community at large. And so we purchased this new property, which is a former school, the former Brooklyn School in part of the old St. James School Division. It was surplused a couple of years ago, at which point we made an offer to purchase and were successful with our bid. Since that time, we've been working towards developing a plan for the new site in consultation with our community members and with our architects, coming up with a design that would fit not only our community needs at present, but hopefully going forward into the future is something that will be one, an asset not only for our community, Punjabi community, the city community of Manitoba, but also for the city of Winnipeg at large. And two, something that will be hopefully sort of a unification point for further development by our community and a place where our community can not only share ourselves with others, but others can come to learn about us. So what you have before you, and I apologize that there's not enough plans for everyone, is the design site. When we bought the property, originally purchased it, under the old City of Winnipeg bylaw, we had appropriate zoning for building a cultural center. Unfortunately, when the new plan came in, shortly after we finalized our purchase in mid-February in the new City of Winnipeg bylaw, which was in effect in March, we had to then apply for a new zoning application. As a result, that's one of the items on the agenda. As well, as a result of the size of the project, it's a substantially large building, we also need the conditional use variance, because we fit outside the normal location or normal size of what a cultural center is zoned for. So we're here today to support those two aspects today. Obviously, you may have some questions for us. If they're technical in nature, I will certainly defer to my colleagues. If they're more general in nature, I'd be happy to answer anything, any other questions you have. One thing that we would certainly look to give consideration from the committee is the fact that we're a nonprofit organization. We're trying to build a cultural center for the community with limited funds. And I note from the actual approval that there was one condition in terms of a 10% fee payback. And we would certainly request some consideration as to waiving of that charge, because we don't have a whole bunch of additional money in order to build this center. And any costs that we have to incur beyond those that are strictly in relation to the building of it will, one, obviously deplete funds that we have available, and two, you know, create additional potential hardships for us.
Councillor Kilby.
Yeah, so essentially it was on Redwood and Fife. I heard a little bit about this property matter the other day. So you decided it wasn't big enough, or what was that?
Well, there was a couple of things. One was the fact that the location was a little bit in a more industrial area. It didn't have exposure to the sort of the main streets. And ultimately, when we were looking at that area and the design that we ultimately came up for that building, to build a new building on that site was going to cost us in excess of $10 million, and we just couldn't afford that.
There were many reasons for that. One of the aspects was in terms of that location was easily accessible by transit or other ways, and the other question was in terms of security. There was concerns coming in from the communities with respect in terms of the lighting and in terms of how people walk in.
So how would this building be more secure than the one at Redwood and Fife, is it?
Well, it's well contained. It's surrounded by the collegiate out there, Redwood Collegiate. It's well accessed. It's fairly well seen from the roadways. One of the biggest aspects is it sort of provides access to all parts of the neighborhoods. Mm-hmm. There are different neighborhoods throughout the cities. So if one has to come from south or from north, from other places, the accessibility is very well done. So, and it does sort of provide us with a nice exposure in terms of marketing the center as itself.
Okay. And so the facility, is it 30,000 square feet, or is that what you...
Well, the existing school was 24,000 square feet, and there's an addition that would be made of an additional approximately 12,000 square feet. So we've got 36,000 square feet of the school.
Okay. That's actually one of the questions I asked about additional to the building. I'm assuming you guys have canvassed the neighbors. It doesn't look like there's any opposition to the rezoning, but that's the expansion, I assume?
No, and in fact, just for your information, we've also, there's a little bit of a hiccup, I guess, here in terms of the parking management plan. In as much as I don't know that we got it submitted and approved in time. Is that right, Jeff?
It has been submitted to the zoning, and it's what I understand, it's going to be approved at a further...
That would be Board of Justice.
Yeah, no, it's not a part of the public hearing process. It's handled administratively.
Okay.
It's, what they're going to do is meet the parking demands of the bylaw in a different way. Like, they're going to propose some parking from Red River so that they're not... So we don't have a sea of parking lot.
How much
going to be under?
How much parking do you need? I mean, how many members do you have, and how many people do you see coming?
We need around 161 parking. If we go about one for every 100 square foot, depending on the zoning, well, then we need 300.
Right.
But because the building has a morning use and an evening use,
right.
So splitting that up, we've submitted a parking management plan where we need 160 or so.
Okay.
We provide around 91 in our space.
Right.
Then we have the Bannister Road where we can have 66 on Bannister Road.
Right.
And the rest, we have had a conversation with Red River College.
Okay.
And they said that after 6 o'clock, their parking lot is available and it's free. And
so there will be some sort of agreement with Red River?
They do not want to sign anything because then they would be legally bound to it.
Okay.
But because it's free, they said that anybody in that neighborhood could use it.
Mm-hmm. And you guys are well underway in terms of fundraising plan for the addition and that sort of the potential expansion if the zoning and everything.
Yes, we have, and I think in terms of fundraising, we have nice support coming from the city as well as from the province, from two levels of the government, the federal government. So you may have seen the recent announcements in the paper regarding the center. We expect it to be maybe with all things going right, in the next 3 months we'll have piling at least some site work taking place there.
Sorry, if I could just make one comment on the parking. The site is really big, so if there was a, if the administration's not happy with the parking management plan, then there's always the route of a variance, or there's sufficient room on site to provide additional parking if that's what is necessary.
Right. So yeah, we have approximately 4 acres, so the back half of the property is just basically an open field with like a play, like football ground and soccer ground. So we have a lot of room still. But we feel that based on sort of the area, Bannister Road, and also, the overflow at Red River in the evenings when Red River doesn't require that parking, it should be sufficient to meet any of the peak demands.
Right. We are trying to sort of keep the site as green as possible. I think one of the things is the building is going to be, sort of environmentally sound.
Right.
So we try to sort of make sure that the green things in there. And if we can cut down on parking, the number of paved areas that you have, and I think sort of help out in drainage and some of those things that the city looks at.
And is this a picture of this? Like, are you doing some work on the exterior, the front exterior of it as well with the expansion? So you're doing an expansion up the back, it looks like, or in the sides? And, right in the front there.
There's going to be a major facelift of this building.
Right.
So such that it will retain its footprint, because it's a solid building, and that was one of the reasons why we were looking towards it. Mm-hmm. But in terms of its interior and exterior, the building will be majorly renovated, so it has a completely new look.
And there'll be some sort of a banquet hall in there?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, we have plans for a restaurant and banquet hall facility. There will be a daycare. There will be some commercial spaces. There will be a seniors area. There will be a children's area.
Okay.
There will be a there will be a fitness area. And there will be some other administrative offices and things like that.
Okay, and is there any other approvals that they'd have to go through for all of all sorts?
These are considered accessory to the principal use, which is a cultural center, so they just sort of fall under
the zoning. Okay, we'll cover off everything that, assuming it's a licensed restaurant that you'll be having.
Okay.
So what about the property on Redwood and Pipe? What's happened to that?
That's been returned to the city of Winnipeg.
It's a new camera item.
Okay, that's the one that we're...
Yeah.
Mutually involved.
Yes.
Okay.
I think you'll be hearing.
I think that was okay.
You might see it tomorrow.
Is it an open source?
No, I think it's in Canada.
It was, but I think it went
you
up
to... You can tell us, but then you'd have to kill us.
Let's take a look at the agenda.
If you like, we can all leave and then talk about 2 minutes and we can come back.
Okay. That's all the questions I have.
Okay.
Did you guys...
Oh, I'm thrilled that something's finally going to happen that's possible with the old Brooklands Collegiate. St. James Assiniboia probably should never have built it in the first place because it's been empty for half of its life. But to put it together with an outstanding cultural community is, I just think, a real positive step. And particularly on the west side of the city, we don't have a lot of cultural centers. We kind of lost Vaseline. So.
Well, it's actually very, very well placed.
Yeah.
Being where it is for a good majority of our communities,
sure.
And
yep.
Is in the north part of the city.
Yep.
At the same point in time, you have southern access right to that avenue.
Yeah.
Well,
great.
Some copies from somebody.
Okay. Any questions? Any questions or?
Okay. I'm ready to move a motion.
Okay.
No one else in support.
Is there anyone else in support? Anyone opposed?
He doesn't. Stand down and we'll make our decision.
Any consideration to our point three?
Question to our administration. I understand, I don't think we can even...
What's your question?
The lieu of...
I
don't think we can waive that.
Yeah. It can only be waived for seniors' residential buildings.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
That just doesn't get done.
No.
Right. I just saw that to sort of remind you that... when we bought the property, we bought it on the basis of the zoning being the right zoning out there.
Well, that's what we're going to make our decision on right now.
And that's what got changed on us. It's a cost that we never expected to pay.
You can
waive
you
that?
Can pass a motion to waive it, but it's got to be concurred with by council,
no.
I think. I know
we don't waive it under, but we just don't do that.
it's...
But generally, it's the only one that
helps. Can't wait for an application.
They can make an application that will go to P&D.
So if they choose to do that, it would go to standing policy.
Huge precedent here.
Sure. Well, we can't do the land dedication. Okay. So we'll just get you to stand out. We'll make a decision here. And,
got the conditions right for the rezoning.
Yes.
The zoning agreement.
Hang on for a second.
They're doing okay. Don't worry. They're getting
locked. Oh, no, maybe tell them they can come in. We'll tell them.
Yeah, they're actually have to physically leave the room.
Yeah, they're here.
We don't need them to make motions anyway.
We're done. I don't have my email. Yeah.
Mr. Chairman, there were some amended conditions. I don't know if you want to go through those, Noah.
Well, what I had done was there's a plan approval clause, and I had worded the conditions wrong. It should have been a zoning agreement that the plan approval is in, so I just sent the conditions based on that. There's really no change materially in the conditions. It's just the submittal of the zone, the need for the zoning agreement. Otherwise, it doesn't work.
So what do you want us to do?
Well,
do you want to read out the condition? Anyone?
I don't.
I think Danielle might have it here.
Yes. Do you like me to read the motion?
Sure. If you have.
Okay.
That would be great.
So, the recommended conditions of approval are: one, that the Winnipeg zoning bylaw number 200 of 2006 be amended by rezoning the subject land as shown on Schedule A for file DAZ 205 of 2009, dated July 6th, to an M1 industrial district, subject to the following: A, that the applicant enter into a zoning agreement with the City of Winnipeg pursuant to subsection 240 bracket 1 of the City of Winnipeg Charter to provide for the following: I, that for the development of any building or structure, plans shall be submitted showing the location and design of proposed buildings, the location and design of accessory parking areas, garbage enclosures, fencing, and landscaping to the Director of Planning, Property, and Development for plan approval prior to the issuance of any building or development permit, and thereafter to be maintained to the satisfaction of the Director of Planning, Property, and Development.
The only thing I would add to that is the Sinaway Community Committee for approval as well. I guess I can do that when I do this motion.
And there was one other, number two, that the zoning section of the bylaw comes into force and effect when the zoning agreement is registered in the Winnipeg Land Titles Office by caveat against the subject lands, provided that the said effective date occurs within 1 year from the date of the bylaw, that the date the bylaw is passed.
Those are standard clauses.
Okay.
Yep. Okay, I'll move the report of the Winnipeg Public Service be taken as read.
Aye. All those in favor?
I'll move that the receipt of public representation be concluded.
All those in favor?